Thankful to be here. Romans, the third chapter, we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we count a privilege to come into your house. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your help through the day. As Brother Andrew's already praised you, thank you for the beautiful weather. Amidst all the turmoil and things going on, we do thank you. It's been a beautiful summer and a beautiful fall. We thank you for the beautiful colors and the mild temperatures, Lord. You've been good to us in many, many ways. Now I pray you'll help us as we look into your word tonight, Lord, that we be helped, that we not just hear and give mental assent, but we be helped in our walk with you. Help us by your Spirit to both speak and help by your Spirit the hearers to hear. We'll give you the praise. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I thought as Brother Chad was talking tonight, the core problem of difficulties in this world and in our own life is sin. That's the core. As you look around, everything going on, the core problem of all the difficulties in the world and in our own life is sin. Both the guilt of sin and the curse of sin. Both of them that actively work on us. Amen? Many of the emotional struggles that we have involve guilt. In fact, there's a lot of people that the core of what they struggle with involves guilt. We can't be at peace when we know we've done wrong. You know this from when you were, before you were saved. You know this while you're saved. You can't have peace when you know you've done something wrong. There's a sense of deserving punishment, but also a fear of impending punishment and judgment, right? It brings both the fear, but you also know you're guilty, so you have this sense that I do deserve punishment. You feel the guilt of it, and that's the guilt's of deserving. But we also have the fear of judgment and punishment. Oftentimes, this leads, that cycle leads to a self-loathing. Now, I know modern psychology tries to just dispel the self-loathing with a good image of yourself. But I tell you what, there's a better way. The better way to gain a good self-image is forgiveness. Amen? Deal with the guilt. The greatest need of mankind is forgiveness and cleansing. To be released from the guilt and the condemnation of sin. Man, can you not remember when the burden of sin was lifted in salvation? Well, I can't. It is a release that's unlike anything else to know you are clear with God and have that burden of guilt relieved. But beyond that, to be cleansed, to have the power of sin broken in our life. Amen? That is one of the core beauties of salvation, that it gets rid of guilt, real guilt, goes away, and it's replaced by with forgiveness and with a cleansing. This theme is central to true religion, true Christianity. The theme of forgiveness and cleansing from sin is central to all of God's revelation of Himself and true religion. It's the focal point of both the Old and New Testament. It is forgiveness of sin, cleansing from sin. There's a freedom in true forgiveness that you can't get anywhere else. There is nothing else that can relieve the pressure, relieve the burden, relieve the guilt like true forgiveness. It's a freedom and a peace that can't be found anywhere else. Amen? Forgiveness is pardon for the guilty. Amen? Forgiveness is pardon for the guilty. It's not help for the unfortunate. I know too many today treat sin as a can't help it kind of thing, so forgiveness is just help for the misfortune. No. Forgiveness is pardon for the guilty. Amen? It's not a cover for those who can't help it. It's pardon for the guilty. Forgiveness, we all need. Because we all need pardon. Because we're all guilty. We all sin. Amen? Now we know this. Amen. That's when conviction comes, when a knowledge of our sin comes in. People need to be convicted. They need a knowledge of sin. Now that doesn't bring good feelings. If you can remember when you were convicted, it doesn't bring good feelings. Going to church didn't bring a good feeling at that point, because it brought the full condemnation, the full guilt of what we are guilty of. Amen? We know this. And we carry that guilt. If it's not been forgiven, people, most people are walking around burdened down. And they don't even know the full extent of their guilt. But they're walking around burdened down with guilt. Amen? Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are justly condemned. That means the guilt we feel is right because we are guilty. We should feel guilty. We're just awaiting punishment. So there should be a fear of punishment. Amen? Those should follow unrepentant sin. But forgiveness, and I'm making that point because I want you to see, forgiveness is offered to the guilty. This ain't just because forgiveness ain't offered, people made a mistake, people didn't know better. It's to the ones who are guilty. Romans 5:8, but God commended His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Psalms 103, He's not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heaven is above earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Real forgiveness removes the guilt of sin. We have been forgiven because of Jesus Christ. Amen? Not because of what we did, not because God just said so, but we are forgiven because what Jesus did on the cross for you and I. It's by repentance and faith in Jesus Christ that we obtain this forgiveness. Repentance involves sorrow, but it's a willingness to turn away from all that's wrong. It's a willingness to quit sinning. Amen? Change the way we're living. Unless there's an intent to change, I don't believe forgiveness is offered in the Bible. It's not just an ongoing, continual permission to live in sin. Repentance is always held out as a condition, both in the Old and in the New Testament. Repentance is held out as a condition for receiving forgiveness. Amen? Faith in God for salvation is simply believing that Jesus paid our debt of sin for us. He died for me. We simply accept this forgiveness on the basis of Jesus' death on the cross. For many, that's just too simple. There's something in us that wants to make things right. You know that? It wants to fix it. Wants to correct. We want to fix everything. Well, there's some things you can't fix. Amen? And it's a self-determined, part of that is a self-determined attitude. We need to give it up. We ain't going to fix it. Now, if you know you need to do something, do it. But too often people want to fix it rather than just lay it down, own it, and say, God, forgive me. Amen? Something in us that always wants to earn our own salvation. But that ain't how it works. Yes, we are to turn. Yes, we are to believe and accept the salvation that's offered. But this forgiveness is only obtained by faith. Forgiveness releases us from our past sins, but it also releases us from the bondage to sin. John 8:34 says, Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sins, the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. We're truly free from sin when we're free also from the power of sin. We're free from both the guilt of sin and the power of sin in our life. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Those who have experienced the power of God's love and forgiveness don't want to continue sinning. Amen? When you really see yourself as a sinner and you see the hideousness of it and you see the guilt of it, you see the ugliness of sin, When God steps in and forgives us freely, we don't want to go back to that life. Amen? We don't want to live that way. Amen? Those who experience the power of God's love and forgiveness don't want to live a life of sin anymore. But we needn't despair. God's made provision for every situation. If we do stumble, He doesn't throw the clay away. Amen? 1 John 2:1, my little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also the sins of the whole world. Hey, one who truly has experienced God's forgiveness and His love doesn't want to continue in sin, but if he does slip up, we still have forgiveness available to us. Amen? There's a peace that comes by living in God's love and forgiveness. Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I've said this over and over, I'm going to say it again because I want you to get it. Forgiveness is for the guilty. Forgiveness is for sinners. We don't come to God and ask what we deserve. Amen? We don't come to God saying we're misfortunate. Amen? We come to God asking for His mercy. Forgiveness is pardon for the condemned. It's just like a guy in prison, person in prison, waiting execution. Amen? He's guilty. No doubt he's guilty. We know we're guilty. We know judgment is coming and we know the punishment's right. But then, a person receives a pardon and is allowed to go free. That's you and I that have found forgiveness and found salvation. Amen? Forgiveness is a lot more than just a release from the punishment of sin. Forgiveness is a release from the guilt of sin. We don't carry the guilt of sin any longer. You know why? It isn't that it's just the debt still hanging there and we just allowed to go. Jesus Christ paid the debt. There is no more debt because Jesus Christ paid it. Amen? Punishment wasn't averted in the pardon of your sins. Punishment wasn't averted. Jesus Christ bore the punishment of your sin. Amen? Amen? He died for our sins. Our punishment was endured by Jesus Christ. The price has been paid. The penalty has been paid. That's why we're free. That's why we can be set free. As far as the east is from the west, our sins have been removed. You know why? Because Jesus Christ paid it. It's not just like a governor issuing a pardon where the man's still guilty. He just averted the punishment. Amen? Our guilt has been taken because the price has been paid.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:24, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. He bare it on the cross. He paid a price. Nothing's owed anymore. Nothing's owed. Your debt hasn't just been set aside. It was paid. Amen? It's not as if you owed a debt and they let you off without punishment. Somebody came in and paid it. It's not there. It's been paid. It's gone. Amen? And I want you to get this because there's a lot of Christians who keep going back and digging stuff up and trying to relive and trying to... There's one cure for guilt and only one cure for guilt. And that is to pay the price. If you want to pay the price of guilt, it's an awful heavy price. You don't know what you're asking for if you want to pay the price of sin. If you don't, there's only one alternative. And that's Jesus Christ.
Amen?
The good news is, He paid all of it. You don't owe it anymore. Amen? Whether it's before regeneration or after regeneration, you don't owe it anymore. I want you to hear this, because this is fundamental to good mental health. It's fundamental to a happy Christian life. Amen? It's a boldness and the release of true Christian forgiveness. Not only have we been pardoned, but our debt has been paid. Amen? Our sin debt is not there anymore. We sing a song like that, right? They're not there. It isn't. It's been paid. Listen, God's forgiveness, this great plan of salvation, pays our debt. We can come before God as if we never sinned. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
We come in the presence of God as if we never sinned. It's full and it's free because Jesus paid it all. Amen?
Yes.
It's full and free because Jesus paid it. There's a freedom and release that comes in God's forgiveness of our sins that we as Christians need to more fully embrace, that we as Christians need to rejoice daily in. It's a big deal. Amen? Don't let Satan steal the peace that comes in true forgiveness. Amen? Even if you've stumbled since initial conversion, real repentance and belief gives that debt to Jesus' blood also. Move on. It's been paid. We aren't just released from the penalty. We've been truly set free from the guilt of sin. We have peace with God. We can come before Him as our Heavenly Father. Amen? But we also experience the peace of God. When we're not battling guilt, when we're not struggling with that, there's a peace. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." There's a freedom and peace in living in the love and forgiveness of God. Amen? Faith, trust our forgiveness to the work of Jesus. Faith, trust our whole life to Jesus. Amen? Those who have been forgiven, listen now, have an attitude of mercy toward others. Amen? If you truly realize what's been given you in salvation, it helps you mellow your judgment of others. Amen? But by the grace of God, we'd be in that same spot. Truly. I know that's a saying, but it is true. It's but by His grace and His forgiveness of us that we'd be in the same place they are. Our God's a God of mercy. He's bent that way. Mercy is His preference. Amen? Psalms 86:5, "For Thou, Lord, art good, ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon Thee." Listen, those of us who have been forgiven ought to live with an attitude of mercy and compassion toward those around us. Amen? What we enjoy is not what our doings. I know sometimes we think it's not of our doings. What we enjoy in peace and even in righteousness has been a gift of God in His forgiveness and acceptance of us. Luke 6:36, "Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, you'll not be judged. Condemn not, you shall not be condemned. Forgive, you'll be forgiven. Give, it'll be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For the same measure you meet withal will be measured to you again." Matthew 5:43, you've heard, it's been said, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and unjust." This attitude in our life is important to God. It's important how we think. It shows that we trust Him. Amen? It shows that we know His forgiveness of us was a gift. Right? Not that we're rolling around, look at us. We realize what we've been blessed with is a gift of God. "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give unto us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And then Jesus' commentary following this model prayer. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Amen? Pretty powerful statement, isn't it? Pretty plain, too, by the way. Doesn't require a lot of commentary to understand. We can trust God to do what's right. Amen? Our forgiving people, our showing mercy to people, doesn't mean people's getting away with anything. Amen? Your forgiveness of somebody doesn't mean they got away with it. There's a God in heaven that still judges everyone righteously, fairly. Our preference ought to be that they obtain the same mercy we obtain. And they will have to obtain it in the same way, by truly repenting and believing on Jesus Christ and being cleansed from their life of sin. That ought to be our preference for everybody. The world's better if everybody does that rather than just be struck by lightning. Amen? Sometimes we wouldn't be greatly offended if they were struck by lightning, but it's better to pray and better to have in our heart that God would find a way to show him mercy. Therefore, we don't have to avenge ourselves. Romans 12:17, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it's written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If you thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Just want to encourage us tonight. Live free. It is such a wonderful feeling to be free from the guilt of sin. Amen. From the bondage of sin. From the power of sin. Don't let Satan bind you with the guilt of sin. What is past and forgiven is gone. Don't go back and try and live it again. Don't go back and try and justify yourself. Don't go back and even try and fix it. Unless you owe somebody something, leave it alone. Because a lot of times people are just going back trying to find a way to justify themselves instead of being guilty and doing it. Well, I tell you what, get it out of your head. Amen? Live forward. Past sins may bring sadness, but it shouldn't bring guilt. If you've repented and believed the gospel, you are no longer subject to either the punishment or the guilt of past sins because the penalty was paid. Nothing is owed. Amen? Now, there may be consequences of our choices, but there won't be punishment or guilt. Amen? Live free. Live in God's grace and love. Live in His presence and watchful care. He loved you enough to die for your sins. Do you really think He's going to let all these other trivial things overtake us? Come on. If He loved us enough to die and take our punishment, take our guilt, don't you think He cares enough to take care of the rest of the issues of life for us? Amen. Amen? Live free. Live with an attitude of forgiveness and mercy toward others. Stay away from bitterness and resentment. Trust God with everything. Past, present, and future. Tell you what, the assurance and peace and freedom that comes from forgiveness is a great blessing. It's one of the central blessings of salvation. Without this, you don't have the core of salvation, folks. This is the very door. This is the fundamental part of salvation. It's the assurance that our sins are gone. And we're a new person that allows us to come boldly to the throne of grace in time of need. It gives us the assurance that God's with us, that He's for us, that He loves us, that He accepts us. We don't have to live in fear of the past. We don't have to live in fear of the future. We can live in God's favor and in God's grace.
I want to encourage us again to trust Him. Amen? Trust Him. If you can get a grip on this truth, it will help you in every part of your life. Amen? Because it helps you live a clean life. If you truly know the guilt that God saved you from and that He paid the price, it helps us live out an appreciative life to Him. Amen? We don't want to go back to that again. We don't want to go through that again. It helps us not fear the future so much. The God that loved us that much surely cares to take us all the way home. He said, He that hath begun a good work in you will complete it. Amen? May God help you. Thankful for each one of you.